Wednesday. We still don't know how to open this this day.
It's Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, whatever.
It's Wednesday comics.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
We'll
get into that.
End of the episode. Stay tuned for
a big announcement.
Yeah.
A giant size announcement.
So you are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly pop culture podcast that filters the internet through us, I think.
The people.
The people have spoken. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and would you like to tell the lovely audience who you might be?
I'm Alex Mitchell. I am 24 years old. I enjoy long walks on the beach and talking about how much people suck.
But who might you be?
I just said
might. Who might you be?
Batmite, maybe.
You might be Batmite. Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. That's what we have, a Patreon. So if you want to...
help.
Yeah, help.
Help.
If you want to help us support the comic and the webcomic and the podcast, please feel free to,
do so.
Also, this here podcast, subscribe, write a review, be cool.
For Android, there's Podcast Addict now, and our episodes are on there too.
Oh, yeah, see, so we're everywhere. You can't run away from us. We'll find you.
We'll tie your mother down. God. Shout out to Queen.
So, yeah, do that up if you can. Tell everyone.
I think Queen. Is it Queen?
That's Queen.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yeah, Mr. Banderas of Lover of Capes is going to tell you what's up.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No. No.
They found water on Mars.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with the comics.
No, but that's cool,
it's
though.
Big. This is the big announcement NASA is going to make. And everyone was like, it's going to be aliens.
Or you show me those spiders.
That's
those octopuses
thing.
Or whatever.
That's probably an optical illusion.
That's, yeah. Or that woman.
They found there's rivers on Mars, apparently.
Really?
There's brine rivers and shit.
Wait, so like brine... Oh, I thought you meant like shrimp.
There's a possibility that it could be live. We don't know.
Okay.
But what we do know is that there is water on Mars. It's seasonal. And it's big news. And why is that big news? Because where there's water, there could possibly be life. Or the possibility that life could have been supported on Mars. So, it's not comic news, but it's... God damn it. It's important news. And it's fucking huge. It's the scoop
it's
of
huge.
The century. You know, it's the scoop of the century.
All right. This is what Lois Lane has been looking for, right?
Yes. There's water on Mars. I'm not saying we're going to colonize Mars. That would be cool.
No.
I
have a shirt that says Occupy Mars.
Yeah, so.
So, let's get to that.
Water on Mars.
They played their
band. That's pretty cool. I think that's pretty neat. I don't know about everyone else.
The group that goes to Mars first should be called Ziggy's Band.
That's... Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so today's episode, we're gonna just talk about something that's sort of annoying.
Sort of annoying.
Yeah, it's also sort of, what's the word? It makes me hate comic book fans a lot.
We've discussed this before, how we kind of don't like
where
fans.
They refuse to separate reality from the comics, and it's We're going to talk about the X-Men today.
Okay.
Most importantly, their status quo as of post-Secret Wars. Which is, it's a big shift.
Are we going to get spoilers for any of that?
No, it's what we know.
Okay.
It's only what we know. There's no actual spoilers out there about what's happening. Like, at this point, a lot of it's speculation, but the community itself of... There's comic book fans and then there's X-Men fans.
Okay.
Can
I just say that I enjoy comic book fans, but I was probably an X-Men fan before I was a comic book fan.
Well, no, when I say X-Men fans, I don't mean like just liking X-Men.
Okay.
The best title I can give them is Complexers.
Complexers.
And complex with like a big capital X, and there's a reason for this. So, okay, so let me just say what the status quo shift is. Okay, so recently in comics about a year ago, there's this big thing called Infinity. Where the Terrigen Mists, and that's from the Inhumans.
Okay.
It's what activates an Inhuman and makes you go through the metamorphosis to become one. The Terrigen Mists were essentially exploded all over the planet.
Okay.
Okay, so causing worldwide people to become Inhumans, mm-hmm. right? Okay. And they're referred to as New Humans. Anyways, so what the new status quo is post-Secret Wars is after Secret Wars, there's an 8-month jump. So 8 months of time is skipped, and like readers have to fill in the blanks, and like stories will be told in flashback. Like it's a storytelling tool.
Yeah, okay. A lot of other comics have done that too. It's always a cool thing.
Yeah, I mean it helps you set up things without having to really do the
TV shows do this too.
It's, okay, so what is happening that we find out is the Terrigen Mists apparently are having a negative effect on mutants.
Okay.
They're sterilizing a lot of mutants.
Really?
They're sterilizing mutants, and this is causing mutants to either try to flee, go into hiding, or what have you. There are some who aren't being sterilized by it. They're immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for many mutants, most mutants are now going to be sterilized by the Terrigen Mists. So it sets up a whole Inhumans, X-Men sort of deal. But
yeah.
We actually don't know if they're going to be at odds with each other.
It could be like, we got to work together to stop this.
Because
kind of thing.
Because there is a solicit for one of the Inhumans books, and Crystal and her team are essentially trying to find out what's up with these mists and these new towers that have appeared all over Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest, we know how this is all going to end. It's going to end with the X-Men and the humans probably teaming up to stop something. But anyway,
it's the destination, right?
Yeah, it's the journey. No, it's about the journey. It's the. It's
well,
the journey,
yeah, sorry, it's the journey.
Yeah,
but, I want to see.
But
how
this is upsetting many X-Men fans.
Why?
Well, to understand that, you have to go back a little bit further. Okay,
how much further?
Not that further, just a few years.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with storytelling, by the way. It has everything to do with Disney owning Marvel and Fox owning the movie rights to the X-Men.
Aww.
So there's a conspiracy. There's this huge, giant conspiracy, and if you go to comic book resources, you go to their forums, there's this massive thread that even Brian Michael Bendis, Tom Brevoort, and like all the big guys at Marvel have talked about. It's called The Complex. So there was a poster who he made a giant post that was essentially saying he was an insider, and he was saying that Marvel has plans to completely destroy the X-Men. They're going to try to like phase them out because Fox owns the movie rights. All this conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was saying he was an insider. He knew all this stuff.
Well, that one guy who... didn't he say he didn't want to work that much on with Fantastic Four right now because of the whole Fox thing?
Well, no.
I'm not saying that's evidence, but I'm saying he could use that as...
Oh, see, no. No, to, like, oh, I don't know. Wait, what are you talking about?
When, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. No, tell me.
Well, yeah, because, like, I remember a while back we were discussing how some guy at Marvel who you weren't a fan of, I think, was trying to basically kind of, like, not do much with Fantastic Four because of the whole Fox movie deal.
I don't recall that.
You don't recall that?
No.
All right, well...
Wait, because James Robinson was the only one writing the title.
No. He said he didn't want to, like, push Fantastic Four, essentially. He was saying that he...
Oh, you're talking about Ike Perlmutter.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you know, that's not for the comics. That's just... I'm talking about merchandising.
Yeah.
And that I can understand is that, they don't want to push certain merchandise that can help promote films for other... Yeah, that makes complete sense. Now, but what these complexers and this conspiracy theory is that this person posted was essentially setting up that the comic side of Marvel was purposely trying to destroy the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to do it over the course of years, and that eventually there would be no more mutants at all. They would kill off the X-Men. And so here's the funny thing. This person who posted this initially on Comic Book Resources actually first posted it on 4chan, and through like this thread when people were speaking to him, it was clear that the guy was lying.
Yeah.
The guy was making shit up. And that came to fruition through him mentioning something about Jim Starlin's Infinity, not Infinity Abyss, one of his newest Infinity titles, because he's 100. And he got some shit wrong, and people called him out on it, and then it was like, okay, this guy's full of shit, he's lying. Well, Comic Book Resources, who was paranoid to begin with, because they were like, what's happening to the X-Men? Why are they pushing the Avengers more?
Because they have a big franchise out right now.
Yeah, and that gets to something I'm about to say, because it's something that, it's a hard truth these people can't swallow. So, this thread was made, that post was deleted, but then someone decided, I'm going to make a thread to catalog all of this. So the complex was born. So every day, for the past like 3 years, they post nothing but articles, snippets of things they find, anything to prove that Marvel wants to destroy the X-Men.
Okay.
Despite the fact that Marvel keeps publishing many titles, the X-Men have 7 titles coming out post-Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that these characters are still alive, and no matter what proof or arguments people have against them saying, no, this isn't the case, they're still, no, Marvel hates mutants. Inhumans are trying to replace mutants. So, this gets to the big thing. So now, Marvel's pushing the Inhumans, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Because they have that property,
well,
too.
And also, it's okay to push new properties, but it's okay to push other properties.
Yeah.
Now, here's what the Complex thinks. The Complex essentially thinks, and there have been comments saying these exact, this train of thought, is that it should only be the X-Men. The X-Men are the center of the Marvel Universe. People even said, without X-Men, we wouldn't even have Marvel. These people, by the way, are deluded. They are very deluded.
Because when I was reading, early Marvel, I always said, okay, I had Fantastic Four, Captain America was a thing, and then Namor showed up in there, and then I had my X-Men, and then I had, other guys.
Well,
I never thought of it as a central thing. I focused on one thing.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. These people are they're fans to a point where they think only the X-Men count.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that it should be. So it's gotten to this point where they think that, it's stupid that they're pushing all this other stuff because it's only X-Men. And it's like, I get that you guys are X-Men, and for the most part, through your character's history, your franchise has been sort of kept in its own corner of the Marvel Universe, mutants dealing with mutant problems.
Yeah.
Okay, but about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, give or take, that started to change when Marvel decided, you know what, we're going to start integrating a lot of our properties. We're going to have the X-Men live within the Marvel Universe, essentially, where it's like, they're not only dealing with mutant stuff, they're dealing with Avenger stuff, they're dealing with cosmic stuff. They're becoming more Marvel.
Integrated, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And they even had Uncanny Avengers, which was a title that integrated X-Men and Avengers. Of course, they hated that, because there was this speech that Havoc gave that they really hated, where Havoc was like, I don't only want to be seen as a mutant. It's like, I want to be seen as a person.
Yeah.
They hated that. And it turned into a big thing. And that was another proof that, see, they're trying to kill off mutants by saying mutants just want to be themselves. Or it was... Anyways. So, this is gets to the weird thing, is this. These people, what they don't understand and what they don't realize is, yes, for many years, the X-Men were Marvel's big property. And they arguably still kind of are, because their books do sell very well. They were X-Men's, they were Marvel's, golden child. I mean...
Their golden goose.
In the 80s and in the 90s, X-Men was the top.
Yeah, because I don't know jack shit about, Captain America.
I
know about X-Men, I know Spider-Man.
The Claremont years, it was huge. X-Men was just huge. even in the 90s, the X-Men was massive. I mean, you had Jim Lee, Rob Liefeld,
yeah,
and Chris Claremont, Scott Lobdell.
Because when I ask people about comics in the 90s, they usually just think of X-Men.
Because, yeah, that was... And those titles were selling like hotcakes. I mean, X-Men and Spider-Man were always Marvel's biggest thing.
Are hotcakes like a big seller?
Maybe at one point they were.
Okay.
So, you had in the 90s and in the 80s, but mainly the 90s, the X-Men exploded. And they were huge. Okay. Here's what X-Men fans, or the mainly complexers, fail to understand. Everything has its time and everything has its end.
Yeah.
The X-Men will be around. They will still be loved, and that's fine. But here's the thing. There was once a book called Fantastic Four, and that used to be the cornerstone in the heart of the Marvel Universe. Everything spun out of that book back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and for the most part, half of the 70s. That was the franchise to be part of. That was it. That was like, when it came to Marvel, everything came from Fantastic Four. You've had so many characters birthed from that book. Okay, so what happens is trends change, titles change.
Wasn't the first real big team up with Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four?
For modern Marvel, first real big team up was Namor and Human Torch back in the day. That's the first comic book team up in general. So
that's why they have him shaving him, the new Human Torch.
Yeah, that's a thing. So things change. Now, here's the other thing a lot of complexers also don't realize. They always say, well, the X-Men's always been popular. That's not also true. When Stan and Jack debuted their book...
It was a low seller.
It was a very low seller, to the point where it didn't last that long, and it was canceled for a number of years until it got brought back, and then it exploded and changed everything with Giant Size.
Yeah.
Because
that's the X-Men that most people are familiar with.
Because you look...
Storm.
You look at the older X-Men.
Wolverine.
And, yeah, while not bad,
it was
more generic. It didn't deal with as much of prejudice. It didn't deal with much of social issues. It was...
I think a lot of people retroactively look at
it
like that.
No, they do. I mean, because writers have also retroactively put it where the X-Men always dealt with that. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But historically speaking, from our real point of view... Yeah, those books were just... They were fun superhero stories.
Okay.
And nothing really much else. I mean, Stan and Jack were really concentrating on Fantastic Four during that period.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But, so, here's where X-Men's are now. Avengers... And yeah, it is because of those movies and because of the... And everything.
Yeah.
They're the most popular franchise right now. And so Marvel would be very, very dumb to not market the fuck out of that.
Yeah, like, aren't you just burning money at that point?
Yeah, because these comic book readers think, no, they should only be pushing the X-Men. That's popular. It's like, you know what? It's popular amongst comic fans. I will give them that. But if Marvel wants new readers and people, like, good entry points, you're going to market the thing that's, like, big.
That's why Guardians got a new title, right?
And that's why the Guardians books are, like, selling pretty well, and there's so many spinoffs coming.
Yeah.
Because... It's popular because it's really well. And the thing is, X-Men is guaranteed numbers anyway, so it's not like it matters. But what X-Men fans take issue with is that X-Men are no longer the golden child. They're no longer like,
well, I mean,
King of Shit Mountain.
Well, they were when those movies were out too, right? They were, and Spider-Man also, when those were coming out, they were kind of pushing those.
And here's the other thing is, for a while, the X-Men franchise, it had sort of gone downhill for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Morrison comes back on, all of a sudden sales are through the roof, and this was in the time period when they started marketing the X-Men more because those movies were doing so damn well. And again, this was before Marvel Studios, so... But...
They went with what they had.
Yeah, again, it's just the time of the X-Men, it's over. And that's okay, because you know what? Fantastic Four fans live through that. They understood, once the 80s came, that, okay... Fantastic Four isn't... I mean, you arguably had John Byrne's run, which was huge, but at the same time, it was nowhere near as big as X-Men.
Yeah.
And so, because of that, you have a lot of these horrible conspiracies. You have a lot of people saying, why are they bringing the Inhumans? And there's this huge backlash from complexers, where they essentially think Inhumans are evil. They think that they've genocided mutants, and... Also, here's one thing to note about complexers. They take shit a little too seriously to where some of them almost treat them, these characters, like they're real people.
Yeah.
They blame characters instead of saying, like, okay, so say...
So I wouldn't call out the writer for saying, I don't like that you went.
They don't do that. Instead, they say, like, I can't believe that Gorgon did that. Why would he do that? And it's like, can't believe that the writer made the character. I mean,
even, like, with DC, you know, when people shit on how horrible the character direction is, it's never, this character's a despicable shit. It's always, like, blame the writer.
See, and here's the thing with complexers in general, is Scarlet Witch, they hate her.
Why?
Because there's this thing called House of M, No More Mutants.
Yeah.
And they've held a grudge with that ever since. Like, make a Scarlet Witch thread, it's going to get bombarded with complexers. And see, complexers are not only contained in that thread, they're throughout the whole entire comic resources. And they just constantly, if you talk about the Inhumans or you talk about Scarlet Witch, they're in that thread instantly, just like shitting on everything, saying like, I can't believe, why would you support this character? They're in favor of genocide. Like, yeah, it's, they don't, they,
these guys like Magneto?
They did.
Oh, okay.
But now they have problems with him. They hate Deadpool. They say he's not an X-Men character, even though he's part of the X-Office. He was created in the X-Men book.
Weapon X.
Yeah, he was created, he's an X character. He's marketed as one. He's still part of the X-Office. Fox fucking owns the film rights.
Yeah.
They say he's not an X-Men character, but they will use him when
it suits them.
Yeah, that's essentially what the complex does. They will use anything to suit their needs. Like Fantastic Four, again, they didn't give a shit about Fantastic Four until it got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, this is them giving it to Fox characters. That means mutants too. And it's like, ugh. Like, these people aren't only on CBR though, on Comic Resources. You could find them like on Facebook,
on Reddit,
on 4chan, and they are so vocal about their hatred of Marvel that it's weird because it's like you hate Marvel, you hate the stories they're telling with the X-Men, and that's the thing, they do not like the stories being told. They think that the stories are horrible, they think the art's horrible, they constantly complain that everything is shit, yet they're still reading it.
But isn't that just nerds in general?
Yeah, but I think it gets to a point with them at least, because, like, yeah, nerds will complain about the titles they read. These people have this, like, insane hatred of the shit they're reading. Like, a weird hatred, because to them, Marvel's just, look at the, did you read this issue? It's horrible. Marvel's proving that they're just trying to phase out the X-Men. It's like, what? Why are you reading it if you're
Are they buying?
Yeah, the people are buying these issues.
Okay,
then
that's their problem, then.
And then on top of that, recently there was a thread that popped up where now they're trying to, well, they're arguing if they should or not, boycott the books, and they're like, let's just stop buying X-Men and show them we're sick of this mistreatment.
Yeah, you should do that if that's
what. But then some are saying, like, but then that'll show them that they're right, and then they'll stop publishing X-Men books. So it's this thing that's going back and forth, and so this event that's coming, not an event, this new status quo, which is doing something fucking different for once.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably you could say, like, okay, it's not even depowering mutants, and that's why everyone's, they're saying it's just like M-Day all over again, which was No More Mutants, that whole thing. It's not, because they're not, mutants aren't being depowered. What's happening is they're being what word did I use? They're being
sterilized.
They're being sterilized, and it's different. But again, X-Men fans also hate things that are different. So this is just one thing from a user named DDD, and this is the kind of stuff they say. All
right.
They're all This is in response to Deadpool and Wolverine being X-Men characters.
Okay.
And the argument that Wolverine and Deadpool aren't X-Men characters.
That's actually ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. These people also all hate Wolverine.
Why?
That's a podcast into itself. That's an episode into itself.
Okay.
So here's what they say. They're all berserkers with unlimited ammo and health, so they never face any challenge, and they don't have to get creative either. Just like cheaters who can't play video games. Cable never uses his TKTP that much. That's not X-Men. X-Men should have been canceled in 1991 when Claremont left. I have been saying this for a quarter of a century. There is nothing X-Men themed about Deadpool, Wolverine, etc. They mostly go on vigilante missions, which is not what the X-Books are about. You just don't get it.
That's kind of sad.
This guy still buys the titles.
Yeah, for 25 years he's been saying this?
He's had a grudge for since Claremont left.
Okay.
And that's a lot of these people, by the way. A lot of these people are like...
I like Claremont, but I mean...
Yeah, well, a lot of these people are in their 30s and 40s, and their problem is that the books aren't like they were when Chris Claremont was writing them.
But you have different writers.
They don't. They don't care. It's like they want the same stories told all over again and again.
Isn't that boring, though? I mean...
No, and...
I mean, when you think about it, most of these X-Men movies do... They're based off some of these Claremont stories.
Well, see, so, and I mean, that's the thing. These people... There was another comment that I had read where someone said that everything in Marvel right now is so generic, and someone asked, like, you know, want to explain that? And the person went on a rant saying, you know, they're changing all the characters. You know, Captain America is now Sam, Thor is now Jane Foster, the Hulk's changing. So all these changes. So someone said, like, wait, but wouldn't it be more generic if you just completely have the same thing over and over? He said, that's not being generic. That's just wanting consistency. And it's like, so your problem is that they're trying new shit, but you think if they had the same old superheroics over and over, that's not generic.
I don't know what this person thinks generic is at this point.
No, that's how these people are. Because
that's not an actual definition of that term.
Yeah, and that's how complexers are. And so with this new, with this whole new initiative happening with the whole Terrigen Mists, it's hilarious seeing these people just how now they hate Inhumans. Like, it's fucking funny because these people constantly talk about, like, you're genociding minorities this, minorities that, and they talk about, they care more about mutants than they care about actual real minorities in real life.
Yeah.
And they talk about minorities things, and it's gotten to a point where they said in Marvel there should be only one room for one minority group.
What does that mean?
Because they think the X-Men should have carte blanche on the whole concept of being a minority who has it rough.
I mean, everyone's got it rough.
No, and that's the thing. People have been trying to tell them, like, so you're saying only mutants should be the only feared race, or the race that's treated badly.
So does that mean that, like, black mutants aren't a thing then? Because that's
a whole different
topic. That's being too. A minority in itself.
That's the thing. They have this weird viewpoint where mutants are the only minority that count, the only minority that matters to them. It's like they're stealing the whole concept of the X-Men. It's like they're not, first of all, at all. It's completely different.
Isn't the X-Men stealing the concept of being a minority in a fucked up situation?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying stealing. I mean, like, I mean, you know.
And this is taking them to a new direction.
This is actually just getting me angry.
Well, like, seeing this stuff, like, daily, it's so ridiculous. And at one point, I did try to, like, reason with these people. Eventually, I just gave up and was like, you know what? It's pointless. These people are deluded. There is a poster named Aces, XIX or something, who talks about how characters need to be sued and the police need to be called on them.
Police?
Yeah, like, what he did to him was illegal. They need to call the police. He wants... Complexers, and not just this Aces guy, there's this man named Emma's Midriff, and they have this idea, and again, this
Emma
is how...
Emma Frost?
Yeah.
Okay.
These people take this so seriously, and they're so deluded that they for some reason think that it's real life. They want characters to answer for their crimes in a way where... They want issues where it's nothing but court proceedings of them going over documentation and shit like that. Wait. Like... Yeah.
So they want them to actually incorporate that into it. Cause
yeah, they don't understand it's fiction, but they want, like... They
want it to become involved in
Scarlet
fiction.
Witch is being brought for her crimes, and someone was like...
This is like wrestling to me. This is like crazy wrestling fans.
But, see, with wrestling, it's real people interacting.
So
this,
you could kind of...
This is fucking drawings on paper with scripts, where you have... You're confined to 22 pages.
That is weird.
But yeah, they're in this strange mindset where... they just think that these characters are real, mutants are real, they're a really abused minority, and a new minority is trying to take their place.
which is a minority that's existed for like thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, and on top of that, the whole idea of Scarlet Witch needs to go to jail or someone punched a mutant, they need to call the police on them. This guy, Aces, he has said this many times. He always brings up, how come no one called the police on them? Someone needs to call the police. And so then one time I had a discussion with him. I was trying to discuss with him. And he asked me to provide birth certificates for a character. He asked me that. And I was like, you know this isn't real? Yeah, I know it's real, but you're making these claims, so give me the birth certificate. Like, that's the mentality.
Is this like a really, like, this sounds like just a really advanced, like, form of troll?
It's complexers have, if you know when you're involved in a group and you kind of feed each other's hatred, and you feed each other's like madness.
Yeah,
that's what's happened here. They've all kind of fed each other's madness to where now they live in this like fictionalized world. And here's the beauty of all this. They have now gotten to the point where they're now comparing themselves to a minority who is being hated and feared. They think they're mutants, essentially, but without any of the powers. They're saying that they're being persecuted.
They're just a bunch of boring people on the internet.
Yeah, and they think they're being persecuted. They think that Marvel now, and this is no joke, because Bendis has mentioned like he says X-Fans tend to have a complex. So they're like, see that? We are being persecuted. So there's been threads about this where...
Oh, he made a little nod to that.
Yeah, okay. They think that they're an actual persecuted minority now. And one of them has even suggested... Yeah, this is going to sound so stupid. One of them has suggested contacting, like, the ACLU and things like that. And, like, actually bringing up Marvel's hate crimes against them.
ACLU, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. How would that work?
I don't know. See, and these people don't understand how shit works in general. Like, someone said, we should contact the ACLU, and it's just like, what? Why would you even contact them?
At least it wasn't like the NAACP or something.
No, see...
That'd be just as bad. Not worse.
They really think, because they're X-Men fans, they now consider themselves a minority, like a people.
Like, an actual group of people.
Yeah, and so they're saying, Marvel's...
I don't think even... like bronies and all that went that far with it.
These people have gone this far, and they do. They think them. They consider themselves a minority who is being unfairly treated by Marvel, and what they want and what a few. But this is also a contention they have. They don't know which side to go on. Is that the X-Men should be taken away from Marvel and all the comic book rights should be given to Fox? Yeah, they're saying Marvel is being racist against mutants. Yeah. They think Marvel is racist against mutants.
I mean, they invented the things.
Yeah, but they think Marvel is completely racist. Marvel's hates mutants. Marvel hates them.
I actually don't know what to say to any of this.
I
want you to realize my silence is not out of apathy. It's out of confusion. I'm concerned. I'm actually legitimately concerned I don't know where this is going to go. I'm concerned that these people may harm themselves or something. Because
these people are... they are one level below this... they're almost as bad as this organization that was called Heat from the 1990s.
What's Heat?
There was this organization in the 90s, and this, I figure, could be an episode one day. But just to say what it is... when Hal Jordan stopping the main Green Lantern, there was an organization...
Oh, is this when he went insane?
Yeah.
Okay.
And became Parallax. An organization was started, created by a man by the name of Lord Malvolio. It's an old Green Lantern character. And the organization, Heat, stood for Hal's Emerald Attack Team.
Okay.
Now, it eventually turned to Hal's Emerald Advancement or Action Team. They had a campaign to restore Hal Jordan to proper glory, and...
Well, they won out in the end, didn't they?
Well, it's not because of them. Yeah, they believe that they were the reason. But to just... because I'm not going to really go into it. The Complex sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Complex at least hasn't sent bombs to the
Holy
officers.
Shit.
Or, yeah. The Complex also hasn't broken the arms of how old was the kid? I think it was like an 8-year-old.
What the fuck was he doing? Wearing a Kyle Jordan costume?
Kyle Rayner.
Kyle
he bought a Green Lantern comic outside of some comic book store in, I think it was like Indiana.
And why did I say comic?
There was a member of Heat who accosted the little boy.
That's horrible.
Beat the shit out of him and broke his arm.
Wow.
Yeah, because he wasn't supporting Hal Jordan, I guess.
Okay.
So yeah, they're nowhere. They're not as bad as that, but they're
that's actually awful.
They're pretty. These people are behind the keyboard only.
Okay. Now.
But yeah, so for now, this new direction of X-Men will be coming up. How does that new direction sound to you?
I'll probably have to check it out. Eventually, I do like mutants.
Yeah.
I like X-Men.
And you have this, you have new team dynamics now. Cyclops is in hiding. No one knows where he's going to be.
Is he still the big bad of mutants or whatever?
He's a revolutionary, but he's in hiding for some reason. We'll find that out eventually, I guess. Storm's leading the main X-Men team.
Okay.
With Colossus.
That seems like it's well-deserved. Yeah. A lot of people have been saying that she's been around long enough. Why not?
Then there's the all-new X-Men book, which has the original X-Men as the time-displaced ones.
Yes.
And it has,
so that's Jean, Iceman, Beast, Angel, Cyclops.
Cyclops, and also Laura, Wolverine.
X-23.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to be just... and also... she's not on the team. I thought she originally was. No. Or is she?
Is that that
she might be?
Is that that gay Iceman that everyone had a problem with for some reason?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, Kid Apocalypse is on the team, and this character named Idy.
Oh, so it's actually like a bunch of
And then there's going to be the Uncanny X-Men, which is led by Magneto, has Sabretooth, who's a good guy now because he's inverted. Phantom X, Mystique, and a few other characters.
So it's like bad guys being good guys.
Yeah. So okay. A lot of stuff is different right now, and there's a lot of new possibilities, but the complex does not like that. And they think that the X-Men franchise going from, I think it was like 11 books to 7 books.
That's a lot of books.
It's proof. They think that's proof that Marvel hates.
How many Batman books are there?
I did tally once. I think it was
not like, Batman?
No. I mean, that will take us too long.
Oh, fuck.
I think it was like, it's somewhere around 13 Bat Family books.
Yeah, okay.
Not just Bat, but the Bat Family books. So, yeah.
Which count.
Yeah, they do count. But according to the complex, since they don't consider Deadpool or Wolverine X-Men characters, and they really don't, which is so stupid, they don't consider fucking Wolverine an X-Men character.
He was in giant-sized X-Men.
Yeah, they don't consider him an X-Men, though, because it's like, he didn't act like the rest of them or operate like them.
But that's Wolverine.
It's like, there's been so many stories centered on him. He's arguably the most popular X-Men character.
He is. I don't think that's up for debate.
But they don't consider him one because... So, because of that, they're like, there's only 4 X-Men books now. And it's like...
Okay.
Really, you guys?
That's like when I hear people say, like, well, there's only 3 Indiana Jones movies because I didn't like the 4th. I'm like, you know what? You didn't like the 4th one.
Yeah.
You don't like it. It's still an Indiana Jones movie.
It doesn't matter. These people...
Suck it up.
The complexers. You know, X-Men fans are fine. I have no problem. I have a problem with complexers. And because they're insane.
Like that's actually insane.
They're a persecuted race, apparently, so... So, for those listening...
Do you have any issue with... Sorry. Do you have any issue with X-Men fans that are saying, I don't like the direction?
No, that's fine.
You have the right to your
opinion. But it's when you get into conspiracy theories and you start saying that...
You're a race.
We're persecuted. Yeah. And you start saying that writers should be arrested and...
Yeah.
Or characters should be arrested. It's like, it's... Okay, come on. Maybe you should step away from comic books. So... Okay, so switching gears really fast. So last week, we had our Bob Kane special.
Yes.
If you listened past the music, you saw that special. You heard that special announcement. So, going to go into it really fast. Bill Finger is going to be given credit on Gotham and Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
Also rumored, we're not 100% sure of this yet, possibly the comics a little bit down the road.
Newer but comics, maybe?
Yeah. As for media, though, he's getting credit on, like, all future Batman-related products.
Okay.
So, movies and TV shows.
That's good. That's great.
Now, comics, we'll see how that happens. So...
So, what changed? What made them decide ruin our podcast?
Something legal. It's probably some legal battle happened that was behind closed doors.
Okay.
But, so, I'm going to go into a few comments...
Okay.
...that the reactions... of people here in the scene. So Maya says, by the way, this is all Facebook, who the fuck is Bill Finger and why should I care?
I hate this. You know what? If you cared enough to look it up, you have some some tingling curiosity.
But they need
in
you
there.
To know that they don't care.
That's like, fuck off. I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, that I mean, that was just a general statement a lot of people are making. Was, who is this? What? Bill said, I never heard of this guy. It's like, well, there's a reason why you didn't hear about this guy.
Yeah.
Corto says, who cares? It's about money, by the way. No shit, Corto. LOL, Snyder is the man and the director of new movie, One in a Billion with Eyes and Brain of Gods.
He's Darkseid, apparently.
This guy obviously thinks this is about the movies.
Yeah, like, and he thinks that happens a lot.
He probably thinks Bill Finger's some, like, writer of
like,
movies.
This happens all the time, like, it's, like with female Thor, right?
Yeah.
Everyone thought Chris Hemsworth was getting kicked off.
Yeah, so... And, you know, there's a lot of people saying, like, they're talking about the comics, not the movies.
Yeah. And I, regrettably, I kind of dislike when that happens because people got introduced to Falcon.
Yeah.
And then people were saying, like, they're getting rid of Chris Evans. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
All right. So, Kane says.
That's got to be Kane. I got
to
say it.
That's giving them the finger. Someone had to say it. To which Elwin says. No, they didn't, dickhead. Yeah.
I guess they really didn't.
Giving them the finger. I'm guessing this Ellen guy was tired of seeing that comment as much as I was.
He's probably been reading it.
Dude, it was everywhere. Everyone was making that joke thinking how clever they were. Looks like...
I'm going to be honest. When I read about that, I did not... I don't know why. That just didn't come to mind.
Everyone was saying that. Like, and they're thinking how clever it was. Looks like DC's finally getting the finger. Yeah, so...
Isn't DC doing good by doing this? I don't get...
They're just trying to make a joke. They're trying to be funny and clever and witty. So Chris says, I always liked it because I thought Batman was doing Robin.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have nothing to say to that.
Harshit says...
Harshit.
That's his name. Okay. I believe he's from India.
Oh. I shouldn't make fun of that.
Yeah, too fucking bad he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, it is regrettable that...
But it's me now he says it. It's like, come on. It's like
you didn't need to throw fucking in there.
It's also it's like he's the rights are. It's not about him being alive. It's about
honoring that.
It's about the legacy.
Yeah.
It's about the name finally getting recognition.
It's about that could be written in books now. Like, oh look, this guy had a lot to do with Batman.
So Gage says, for some play with mommy
don't,
now. Play
don't
with you.
No, so, don't go out on the road, Gage. I can't even do the voice.
Goodbye, Lash. Goodbye. So Gage says. Affleck will kill Batman like he did Daredevil. Not going to see it. That has nothing to do with Bullfinger.
No, it doesn't.
I just thought I just wanted to write that because it's like really.
You know, I think if anyone was going to kill Batman, it was going to be like Clooney or something. If that.
Well, he did for a while.
Yeah, but look, he's back.
Oh yeah,
look at Daredevil.
But he did kill. But for a while, he did. Okay. It, I mean,
I think. Daredevil's doing fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, but for a while these properties were poisoned. But if anyone's gonna actually
is that concept ended?
What?
Like, do you think like that concept of poisoning a like a franchise?
No, it's possible. I mean, it could.
It seems less likely from because
I think there's smarter casting and scripts now.
And I think there's like a wider fan base of people that are willing to be like we can separate this. We're fine.
Yeah. So I mean, look at the
Look at Spider-Man.
Well, I wouldn't use that as an example.
But still, people were open to seeing
But then...
Very soon, and then... That's not his fault.
So Joey says, who cares? Tim Burton, etc. He used etc. without listing a bunch of people.
Okay.
Tim Burton, etc. ruined the characters anyway. Batman is a joke now. Martin replies, Adam West never happened. So he's saying, like, didn't Adam West ruin that? And Joey said, it was satire.
I've heard people going back and forth on that all the time.
That's a modern thing to say.
That Batman was intentionally shitty.
Okay, look.
At that time.
It wasn't satire. But for people to justify them liking it now, they're like, it was satirical. It was supposed to be like that. It's no, you know, it's a product of its fucking time, and that's okay. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's okay that the Batman 66 show...
It was silly.
It was goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a product of the time. It wasn't like...
Look at... I mean, even Green Hornet. Everyone says that was like this really dark show about about like police corruption on. I'm like, watch the fucking show.
It's to like
Green Hornet was less camp than Batman.
Yeah, but the same. Yeah, it's like for people to the people can't admit that they like something that's goofy, yeah. So they have to say it's satire.
I don't really like it. Ironically, I know it's sure.
So Tom says, stupid. No one should want credit for this steaming pile of piss.
Okay. It's Batman. It's one of the most popular characters.
Yeah.
Or is he just talking about the movie?
He's talking about the movie and the show, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, your opinions on that show may vary.
It's not. Yeah, it's not about the show or the movie. It's about just the credit for Batman.
He's dead. At this point, it's not about what he wants. It's about honoring that legacy.
Here's one that, this one's interesting. When I read it, I was just...
appalled?
No, I was taken aback. It's kind of long. So he says, Robert would like everyone to know.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, if only I could get my credit for creating the first toy lightsaber the evening after watching Star Wars for the very first time. I actually built two, one for my best friend and one for me. On our way back from the theater the next night, we were playing with them. Some guy pulls over with a very hot girl in the car and asks what these glowing things were. So we had to explain that Star Wars was for the first time. He asked if he could take some pictures, being a dumbass kid who was very proud if what I had made I said was sure. Yeah, it still makes some sense. He took a crap load, and we said we had to get going. We didn't want to miss the movie, and we carried on our plan and snuck things in and stuck down the leg of our pants. Then, when the famous Darth Vader Obi-Wan duel began, we stood up in the dark theater, turned those suckers on, and freaked everyone out. Later, I learned that this guy made like $10 million deal with his version, which, except for a nicer molded handle and a new way to control the light beam tapered semi-transparent plastic, which, except for a nicer mold, he repeats that again, handle had a new way to control the light beam. If you ever wanted to build one, it's as easy as getting a cheap flashlight, a golf tube, like they use in golf bags.
Golf?
Yeah, I guess. Get semi-white ones, and some aluminum tape, a small mirror I stole from my sister's compact, and some colored gels like you see on stage lighting. Blue or red work great. Cut the color cell to fit over the flashlight lens, then attach the golf tube using aluminum. Aluminum tape is just for show. You could use duct tape. Now take your little mirror and using glass cutter, cut it to fit the end of the golf tube, or at least as close as you can. Then turn the mirror's shiny side pointing into the golf tube and tape in place. The mirror keeps the light beam bouncing back into the flashlight's reflections and makes a nice bright glow. Turn on your new original design lightsaber and enjoy. Now I'm not saying I'm like Bill Finger over here, but when you really look at it, maybe all of us are just a little bit like him, at least where it counts.
Holy shit. Okay, so I have to think Lucas was not dumb enough to not already have some pipe idea going on for a lightsaber.
I think the problem is just this guy.
You know what? I don't care. I wanna address every issue here.
Okay.
Lucas probably had a toy idea going on. That's a simple.
The original lightsaber toy was just essentially a flashlight with a tube.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, a plastic tube.
Okay. Just like this.
We all had them as kids, I think.
Yeah, and they still make them. They're very simple toys. Yeah, they're.
Yeah.
And in Disneyland, before they got.
But now they have the special cool ones.
Before they got the Star Wars rights, it would be like red and
yes.
White and like a
yeah.
Cream
but
color.
But now they have the special ones, actually, the Force Effects ones. But
yeah. But yeah, this guy sounds. You know what? Maybe there is a finger inside this man. And maybe we all have a little finger inside of us, too.
I love this idea that he's ranting about his creation of a lightsaber but essentially
just,
still
but then says, but you know, I'm not trying to be like Bill Finger.
But,
over.
You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. We all got finger in us.
Bill Finger is getting credit.
And good.
This gentleman...
Daddy, would you like some credit for the concept that you created?
I just love the idea of it's 1977, and two grown men, or no, teenagers at the time, pull out their lightsabers in the middle of the theater.
Yeah, we're gonna show them.
And everyone's probably going like, "What the fuck? Like, sit down.
Could you stop?
Sit down, assholes."
Yeah, you know what? People at like other Star Wars showings that I went to, for like Revenge of the Sith, did that too. But everyone got annoyed, and
it's annoying.
And then the ushers came in with their mini lightsabers and told them to get out of there.
I get you. So yeah, okay. So before we end, there's some changes coming. Here's our announcement. So
turn and face the Strange.
We are still early.
David Bowie.
We are still early in this podcast. We're only about 17 in. This will be episode 17.
Sorry. And we're almost legal by next episode.
We're still figuring things out as we go along. Yeah. So here's how things are going to be from now on. Wednesday Comics is not going to be Wednesday Comics anymore.
You're dead.
Yeah, we gave it a shot, but before anyone is like, "We're no more comic talk?" No, there's going to be shitloads of comic book talk. Here's what's happening. Monday's episodes are going to be the same except for one change. It's all going to be comment-driven. It's going to be all just comments from different sides of the internet. News stories with comments as we've come to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's episodes, though, it's all about original content, essentially. It's us and whoever else joins us on Wednesdays.
Bringing it back a bit.
Yeah. Talking about TV shows, movies.
Comics, music even.
Comics. Wednesdays are also going to be the days for our specials.
Yeah.
Where, like our Bob Kane special. Our episodes where we can focus on one topic.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, and our Doctor Who talkbacks are going to be moved to Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
When we do bring back Netflix Roulette, it'll be on Wednesdays. So Wednesdays will be almost our variety show.
Yeah.
Where you can just...
And I think it'll actually be the longer show, won't it?
It'll run a little bit longer, a little bit over an hour, and it'll deal essentially with not just internet comments, it'll be variety. You'll get different things. Yeah.
People dancing and doing laughing and stuff.
Wednesdays will be where we'll also have our on location things whenever we get to doing something like that.
Yeah.
Movie talkbacks.
I think we have a few things coming.
Yeah, episode talkbacks. Most of our guest episodes are going to be Wednesdays, to be honest now.
Yeah.
We'll have guests on the Wednesday episodes. So Monday is the traditional episode where everything from around the net and it's the pulse of the internet. Wednesdays is just
talkback.
Yeah, it's our general thoughts and more of a real discussion, real discussions and media. But also
Wednesday night review, you could say.
I mean, also you're still gonna have the same comic book stuff. You're gonna have as soon as Secret Wars ends, we're gonna do tons of Marvel stuff. Every now and then we'll just have that's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
It's variety. Wednesdays, that's probably not what it's going to be called. I'll come up with a name, but Comic Book Wednesdays, because I figured, why just...
Limit yourself.
Limit yourself to just comics.
Comics are good, but, you know, we need something more.
So, by doing that, too, it's like we're also going to not just have stories on comic book creators or characters, but maybe stories on celebrities, stories on different icons, just different things like of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff that's happened... in pop culture. So Wednesdays are our gumbo.
Yeah.
It's our gumbo day. Yeah. It's our gumbo day. So you get a little bit of everything in there.
And tastes good too.
And tastes good too. So yeah, I think that's pretty much all I can say for that. Thank you for listening today.
And tune in next week.
Yeah, Monday. And remember, Doctor Who review, we'll talk back with Travis Kennedy. We'll be on Wednesday at the end of the episode, because that's the most spoiler-heavy stuff. On Monday, you can look forward to nothing but prime cuts of internet stuff and the return of Wrestling Corner.
Yes.
Yo, get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfucker. It's a fucking game. Fuck what you heard. It's what you hearing.
What you hearing.
It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen.
That's what you hear it. Listen. X gon' give it to you. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop, my problem's stainless steel. Go hard getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you get it. Damn right, and I do it again. Cause yeah. I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you send to me. You motherfuckers never wanted nothing but your life saved. Bitch, and that's on a life day. I'm getting down, down, like a nigga said freeze. I won't be the one ending up on his knees, bitch, please. If the only thing you can't say was came out to play, stay out my way, motherfucker. We gonna rock, do we gonna fall, do we let it pop? X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.